Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You are acting like children. That's what Paul had to say to the Corinthians as he wraps up this first section of his letter. You are acting like infants in Christ, not able to eat solid food, only milk. They're hard words to hear. I'm sure they were hard words for the church in Corinth to hear. They who believed they understood, who believed that they had everything sorted out already, to be told by their teacher, the one who brought them to the good news of Christ, that they were acting like children. I think one of the great things in the letter to the Corinthians in our scripture is that we are reminded that these problems have been part of the church for its entire existence. How often have you been at a church where you looked around and you said, everybody here is acting like children? How often have you seen disagreements over things that in hindsight aren't that important tear churches apart? How often have you seen people say, I'm going to pack up my toys and go home if you don't follow me, both leaders and members of the body of Christ? You are acting like infants, not spiritual people, but people of human flesh. Something I have come to learn growing up in the church, loving the church, and I do love the church, learning how to lead a church, is that the church is a divine institution run by a whole bunch of imperfect humans. And we always have been. In the church in Corinth, thousands of years ago, they were arguing over who had the better teaching. They were arguing over who had the better spiritual gifts. They were arguing over who got to eat the best food. In churches today, we continue to argue over who has the better teaching, who has the best spiritual gifts, and even who should get our best food. I encourage you, this is our last sermon on the book of, on the letter to the Corinthians, but I encourage you to read the whole thing. It is a letter that is filled with teaching and also hope. Because Paul loves this church. It may not sound like it when he's telling them that they are babies, but Paul loves this church and wants them to be the best church of God that they can be. And so he tells them about what God is doing compared to what he and Apollos, two of their teachers, are doing. Sure, he came and planted this seed in them. He came and said, I have good news for you. Good news about what God is doing in our lives, in our world right now. And that seed took hold. And later Apollos came, a follower of Paul, and kept saying, I see that you know this good news. Let me tell you more about it. Let me baptize more people in this church. Let me water this church, this seed that has been planted. Paul says, sure, I planted and Apollos watered, but this church is not my church or Apollos' church. This is the church of God. And and the one who will grow this church, the one who is doing everything in this church, is God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Later on, Paul will say, you are the body of Christ. God is at work, even in this church in Corinth that is having so many problems. God is giving the growth. In our other lectionary readings today, we heard in Deuteronomy that we should choose life. We should choose following the law that God gave us for our own good. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us, you know those laws that you are trying to follow? It's even harder than you thought. If you are angry at your brother and your sister, that is as good as murdering them. If you have thoughts of lust, that is as good as committing adultery. If you swear even on God, on heaven or earth, that is not what God would have you do. I don't know how the disciples who were gathered around him felt, but I certainly would have thought, oh no, I can't do this. And when Paul is talking to the church in Corinth and telling them what they are supposed to be, they might also be saying, oh no, I don't know if we can do this. We are imperfect people. Every last one of us, we gather around the font and confess our sins every Sunday because we need to. Every Sunday. But God is amongst us. God is still doing something in our imperfect gathering. We are God's field. God is growing something in us. God continued to grow something in the church in Corinth all those years ago, and in all of the other churches that spread throughout the Roman Empire and then throughout the world. God showed us exactly how much God loved our imperfect selves when God chose to become one of us. To become human, to walk in this imperfect and hard world, to walk to the hardest places in this world, people who were sick, ostracized, people in pain, people causing pain, and to say, yes, this is my people. I don't think the church would have survived all of these years, if it was just us imperfect humans. We divide into factions. We disagree. We want to be the one in charge of the sandbox or take all our toys and go home. Far too often. It's human nature. But throughout all of the years, and now, today, and moving forward, we are God's building. We are God's field. God is going to give us the growth that God has in mind for us. It may look different than another church. That church may be a wheat field and we may be a bean field. But God gives us our growth. God is at work in us. Even when we disagree, even when we find ourselves acting like children, and I've seen it often enough in enough churches to know that we do, and we will. Jesus became human to show us that God loves us, and God works in us, and God gives us the gift of the Spirit. God